On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says this: Where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then we'll show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we are celebrating the solemnity of Corpus Christi, or the Eucharist, the body and the blood of Christ. We are celebrating the most prominent mode of Jesus' presence among us. We are all aware of different modes of Jesus' presence among us, in the Word of God, in the community of believers gathered together for prayer, like here, in the person of the priest offering Mass. But the Eucharist is the most intimate form of Jesus' presence among us. And this is the mystery that we are celebrating today. All the three readings of today insist on the close link between the Eucharist and our personal life. The passage from the book of Exodus, which we heard from the first reading, describes the ritual performed by Moses to show our intimacy with Christ that is achieved when we receive the Eucharist. Moses offered the burnt offering of oxen as an offering of well-being to the Lord. He took the bread, he took blood, and sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." Blood unites us. In canon law, we speak of consanguinity, meaning blood relationship. Blood unites us with our parents, brothers, and sisters. Likewise, in the Old Testament, in order to signify union with God, blood was sprinkled on the people. In the New Testament, the blood of Jesus Christ unites us too. His blood is not only sprinkled on us, but we drink it. Hence, our union with Christ becomes more real than it was in the Old Testament. Christ himself ratified this union at the Last Supper, as we heard in the gospel, when he took a cup of wine, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many." He did the same with the bread. So when we receive the Eucharist, we become transformed. We become one with Christ as if we share the same blood. However, this unity with Christ is very often broken due to our infidelity and unfaithfulness. When we sin, we break our communion with God, and our relationship with Him is broken. Even if you receive the Holy Communion 100 times, but if not faithful to the commandments of God, to the covenant, we do not receive any benefit. The effectiveness of the Eucharist in us depends on our commitment to the commandments of God and to a virtuous life. Therefore, we have always to approach Jesus in the Eucharist with great respect and ask pardon for our sins, obtain the sacramental absolution for our sins prior to approaching his table. That's why it is so necessary at the start of every Mass to ask Jesus for mercy, because we are so unworthy of his love. And again, before receiving Jesus, we express our unworthiness. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say a word, and my soul shall be healed." Think of how precious a moment it is at Mass when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. When we receive Jesus, Jesus is in us, and we are with Jesus. We become one with him. "He who eats my flesh abides in me, and I in him," he said. Besides that, we are called to order our attitude to the Eucharist accordingly, since the Eucharist is a sacrament of life which, if misused or abused, could bring about the opposite effect. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "All who eat and drink in an unworthy manner, without discerning the Lord's body, eat and drink judgment against themselves." According to Vatican II Council, the Eucharist is the source and fountain of Christian life, because whoever shares it receives a motivation and strength to live as a true Christian. This teaching is taken from the words of Jesus himself, who said, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself." Also, Pope John Paul II teaches that the Eucharist is the apex and summit of the whole Christian life, because the faithful bring to it all their prayers and good works, their joys and sufferings, their praise and worship. Indeed, this is what we bring to God at Mass, at the Eucharistic celebration, like today, our praise, our worship, our frustrations, our petitions, and so on. These modest offerings are united into the perfect sacrifice of Christ and are thus completely sanctified and lifted up to God in the act of perfect worship, which brings the faithful into the divine intimacy. The Eucharist is also the summary of our daily living. In giving us the Eucharist, Jesus said, Take it. This is my body. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Jesus not only said these words, he lived them practically by a life of self-giving and by giving his life on the cross. You and I have to do the same. Our daily lives must reflect the Eucharist we celebrate. Each day we must give of ourselves, pour out our lives in service and in love of others, everyone according to his or her capacity. After listening to these fundamental teachings on the Eucharist, you should be able to believe more deeply in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and gradually grow from merely believing to loving Jesus and being loved by him. We should be inspired to come to visit Jesus in the tabernacle here in the church as often as we can, and more preferably in the Adoration Chapel, where you will have a wonderful opportunity to encounter, trust, surrender, believe, and receive the love of Jesus. We should be drawn to adore him, love him, and ask him for help. He's always here, waiting for you. May God bless you. Amen.